football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oréal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. Elvive Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oréal Paris Elvive Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon, Boots and major supermarkets.
From Prime Video, the all-new sequel, Your Fault London, is finally here.
You know what I want?
Well, you're going to have to come get it.
New starts.
Don't forget about me when you're at Oxford.
New friends.
Nick wanted to keep us a secret.
It's a bit toxic, no?
New threats.
We two hang out a lot.
She's just a colleague.
You need to figure out what your priorities are.
Get ready for Your Fault London. New movie. Watch now, only on Prime Video.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Welcome back to the Glass Cannon podcast. For the next however long it takes, we're going to roll dice. We're going to goof off. We're going to play Shadow Dark. If you're enjoying this, I want you to go to jointhenache.com. Okay? For as little as $12 a month, you get access to everything. Everything. I mean it. Everything.
Everything.
Do I need to say anything else?
This just in, you get access to everything. Thanks, Troy.
Everything.
Everything.
You think I'm lying? Put $12 in and see what happens. That's all you got to do. Also, go to youtube.com/glasscannon. Subscribed. Go to Instagram. Follow us, Glass Cannon. Leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
We were just talking before we went live about some, at least in my opinion, some actors that are unsettling. That give me like unsettling vibes. That was an unsettling open to the show.
I'm afraid of us.
I thought you were doing like a news. You came in so hot that I thought you were going to be like tonight at 10 p.m. Like it was such an intense.
Yeah, you seemed like mad.
Well, they can't all be like, hey, what the? I was like, how do I do it different? And so I leaned into that.
Okay.
You feel nervous now? You scared?
I didn't say that. He said that.
I did. I am nervous.
I feel great. I feel amazing.
He's good.
I felt
this is his, he likes this.
I felt informed. I was like, I need to do exactly as he says.
Okay. Like that's good.
Like a cult leader?
Like manipulated. Okay. You felt manipulated.
That's a different word than what she said.
Oh. Informed, manipulated.
Informed, manipulated.
Gullible. I don't know. They all kind of.
Tomato, tomato.
Persuaded, tricked, you know.
Look at the polo difference. Boys over here. Just a couple of polo boys.
It's a collarless.
The short sleeve button down?
No, it's a collarless shirt.
Just showing off them guns.
I know. Look at
them things bursting out of that shirt.
It's a collarless shirt, short sleeve button down.
It only buttons this far.
What is that? What kind of pattern is that?
No idea.
Look at those muscles.
I know.
Stop looking at me.
They're exploding out of the shirt. He's all like,
you look so strong.
All I see is hair.
I've been really working out the hair.
Joe's got a polo.
Oh, look, it says
shadow.
Shadow dark.
And my tone was dark.
And your tone was dark. This was made by Failure Tay online. Thank you so much.
Somebody just made you clothes?
Oh, that's from your stream.
Yeah, shadow. But it works
Taylor.
For
Taylor. Her name's real name.
Taylor, yeah. I didn't know if I want to. I'm going to dox you.
Taylor, I'm sorry for doxing you.
No, this, I wanted.
You know, the address.
I wanted to wear it.
That they live at.
I do know where they live.
Don't know her last name.
That's true. But I wanted to wear this because I feel
don't worry. We'll get her last name and address to you right away.
I'm on it.
Look at the description.
Fit the theme really well.
Yeah.
It's Shadow. And it's got Shadow. Some stars. Look at you.
Yeah, Shadow.
What do you got going on there? A little Hard Day's Night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Beatles shirt.
Weren't we just talking about the Beatles? Somebody was talking about the Beatles.
Were we?
Yeah.
They may not like the Beatles. Okay.
I like them. Right. No, my aunt Bennett, we did a few recordings at her old house. She was at two of the Ed Sullivan tapings.
Wow.
And the concert at Shea Stadium.
Oh,
she loved the Beatles. She loved the Beatles.
Who was your favorite Beatle?
I think Paul. My mom's was George. Mom loved George.
Those are all good choices.
I felt like your aunt was going to have like a hot Ringo take for some reason, but okay.
I'm a Paul guy myself. Yeah. I like it. He's a little weird. Anybody different? Any Ringo or George people?
I really love George. I think like his solo stuff is my favorite of all the.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Yeah, I have a hard time ever discerning like liking someone better between Paul, George, and John. Like I feel like they all have these contributions.
Or Ringo. I always thought people fall into two camps. You're either a Paul or you're a John.
Solid George.
Nothing against George.
And I think I would have said that more about George until like in recent years. And by recent, I mean like the last 10 or 15 years, I've just been like, I didn't realize how much awesome shit that he put out. Like that I didn't realize was him until many years later.
I also think it's so funny to like categorize like Sex and the City characters where it's like, you're such a Paul. such a George.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so George of you.
Does anybody like John more than Paul at this table? Because
That's a normal take.
To like John Moore.
I'm a Paul.
Yeah. It was just a little fun.
I would not have expected to be in such agreement. That's Paul.
Wait, who's your favorite?
Paul's my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, John's fine. He's just, I don't think we'd get along.
Not a George head?
No. But I'd hang out. No, George is fine.
Wait, you don't like George?
I got my mind set on. Yeah, that's my favorite George.
I got my mind set.
I mean, he has a lot of stuff.
I also like the Weird Al version.
I think What Is Life, like his song What Is Life,
so good.
I would take it over every other Beatles song. Like I think it's one of the greatest songs ever written.
It's a great song.
Was it Eric Clapton that was in love with his wife or they got married?
They both were married to the same woman, right?
Yes.
Hattie Boyd.
Who was first?
I believe.
Matthew's diving into the internet.
I assumed you meant at the same time.
Yes, George Harrison, thank you, CJ, and then Eric Clapton.
So wait, George was married to her, and Eric Clapton wrote a song about his buddy's wife.
I'm remembering this now.
He wrote a song about his buddy's wife, and it worked. His buddy's wife was like, I like his song.
That's a pretty good song.
Exactly. And she wasn't married to like
a dock worker.
Right.
She was married to George
to one of the Beatles.
She's like, I'm out. I want to see how slow those hands are.
But then there's also Anita Pallenberg who was together with multiple members of the Rolling Stones.
I think that's a groupie. I think that's called a groupie.
No, she was married to them.
Oh, okay.
All of them?
Who marries a groupie?
Definitely Keith Richards, and I think Bela Musica.
She married multiple members of the Rolling Stones?
The same band?
Brian Jones and Keith Richards.
Wow.
And Patty Boyd's still alive. She's 82.
Good for her.
Nice. Wow. She must know all the secrets.
Mm. How long were these marriages? Ballpark.
2 years for Brian Jones and 13 years for Keith
Richards. That's going to be awkward. That's going to be awkward at like 4th of July cookouts.
Well, she also, her story gets dark because she was either present or she was like present for the murder of somebody like in Keith Richards' apartment. It gets dark.
Christopher Walken was on the boat.
With Natalie Wood.
We just talked about this.
And it's kind of like there are some people that think fucking Walken was a part of it.
We just talked about Natalie Wood.
There was like three people on the boat.
Yeah.
Robert Wagner's the other one.
Yeah, he was the one that was a kid.
You're going to suspect Robert Wagner or Christopher Walken.
We just talked about this.
A story of his own, Christopher Walken, by the way.
That's right. A story of his own.
We talked about this on Brindlewood Bay about murders and mysteries and stuff. And boats. Yeah, specifically. That was the adventure I ran. But didn't know that Christopher Walken was there.
It was like I'm probably exaggerating, but I feel like it was the boat captain, Natalie Wood, Robert Wagner, and Christopher Walken.
Wait, what?
Yes.
You keep making these accusations without backup.
I'm telling you.
I'm pretty sure.
Who
was on the boat with Natalie Wood? Who was on the boat with Natalie Wood?
It was
Wood?
Three people.
I know it was very strange.
Okay, that's literally
The captain, Robert Wagner, and Christopher Walken. I've listened to these stories. Yeah. She was on her yacht, the Splendor. O-U-R, anchored off California's Catalina Island.
What?
She was married to Robert Wagner. What is Christopher Walken doing hanging out with a married couple?
Shooting a movie with one of them.
They were shooting co-stars. Something.
Was it Brain Dance? Was the that movie? The movie they were shooting?
Let's see. Brainstorm.
Now, did Robert Wagner, he never got in trouble, right? They were just like, oh, she died.
I think they ruled it as an accidental death.
And she, okay. Interesting. Because
they've been drinking and then
at the Catalina wine mixer.
At the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
So what happened? She was drinking and then she fell over and drowned?
She fell into a gun that went in her mouth.
Jesus Christ.
With Walken's fingerprints all over. He was trying to stop her fall with a gun in her mouth.
Oh, God. Oh, she had too much to drink. Hold on to this, I'll pull you aboard.
On our Brindlewood Bay stream, Rob Kirkovich like gently pulled us back from, you know, slandering anybody. But here we just go for it. Just go for it.
Yeah.
I think they found her the next morning. No one knows how she went into the water.
Yeah, the boat's dinghy was missing and she had disappeared in the night.
The case of the missing dinghy. Mm-hmm. I remember that Hardy Boys novel.
The case of the
missing dinghy. Hardy Boys 3.
The case. You just see Joe and whatever his name is. Isn't it like Joe Hardy and
Joe and Tom?
Joe and Tom.
Joe and Tom Hardy. Da, da,
da. Did you guys ever read The Boxcar Children?
No. Oh, yeah.
I think you just made that up.
No, I did.
I was very into The Boxcar Children.
Wait. What is that?
They were four orphans who went...
Popped the trains.
Frank and Joe.
It's like they're a descendant of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, but they were four orphans who, when their parents died, they like found an abandoned boxcar and they lived in the boxcar for a while. And then like their grandfather or somebody, they went to live with him, but then they solved mysteries.
That's fun. You ever solve a mystery?
No.
You ever lost your keys and found them?
I mean, that's...
Okay, I guess
looks like you just lied.
I guess I
solved missing keys.
Missing keys.
A little mystery.
I could tell you one thing for 100% certain. I've never solved a mystery in an RPG. That's for sure. Never once
accurate.
Came even close.
That's for sure.
To have to get me one right guess. Never once.
It's okay. Keep trying.
Just keep getting out there.
That can't be true. You say everything with such confidence.
Well, that's the idea. That's the strategy, Matthew.
The funniest thing is that all the cops that showed up to the boat that day looked exactly like you.
All the detectives.
All the detectives. Oh, I guess. Clearly she fell off a dinghy. As Wagner and Walken are sitting there covered in blood. All right, guys. Good luck with your careers.
Looks like she sold the dinghy for drugs.
Open and shut case.
As far as I'm concerned, Catalina PD is satisfied.
Too much wine at the mixer.
We'll be right back.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search realms of peril and glory to find out more.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenation.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Folks, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors for this Shadow Dark campaign. I want to thank Foundry Virtual Tabletop and, of course, Norse Foundry. Any other foundries out there, please give us a call and we'll work something out.
Also want to point to the description yet again. Foundry has sent us links to updates. They just had a big anniversary. And they did a whole bunch of updates on Ember. So we've talked a bunch about Ember, but this is straight from the source. There's a bunch of links to like progress updates and then like some of the big reveals. Also, lore showcasing and stuff. There's stuff about the world. Like if you're interested in Ember, which is that, you know, just massive online game that you can do on Foundry, the original campaign that is like years of gameplay that you could do with your friends, completely original, all in D&D. Or in Crucible, you know, they could do D&D or Crucible. They just dumped a whole bunch of like huge stuff about it. So without getting into any details, you can click in the description if you're more interested.
Ember, click it.
Ember, click it today.
I mentioned leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Can I get the review of the week, Matthew?
This one comes to us from Stephen V.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, bud.
Hi, Stephen.
Five stars.
Sorry. Okay.
Five stars.
Five stars.
You made it weird.
Good start.
It's
way off.
Title is Awesome Show. ...
What?
Qualifier?
Solve this mystery.
Yes, the text. Solve this mystery. The text is ... If you like that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay, they're starting to feel more backhanded. Guys, can you make them sound like... good.
But it was five stars, right?
All that matters is the five stars. Say whatever you want.
Right.
Whatever you want to say, get it off your chest. That's fine. As long as you have the five stars.
Make slanderous accusations against celebrities, even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we do. Like
living
or dead.
We're just exploring truths. Okay. We don't know.
Yeah. We don't know.
I don't know.
This is all satire. Anyway, this all falls under satire.
Exactly.
Parody law.
And the way he dances in that Fat Boy Slim video would acquit him of any charges, including the murder of an innocent woman.
Oh my God.
He is so talented. Here's some ball caps.
Yay! Murder caps.
Yelka.
Caps. Hey, if you're coming to Gen Con this year, be sure to check us out. We'll be at booth 174 all weekend long, hanging out, eating apps, sharing nacho towers. We're also going to be playing various gauntlets, Traveler, Alien, Shadow Dark, Pathfinder 2E. There's a Starfinder one in there, and then some Call of Cthulhu ones. I didn't mention that last week. Ross Bryan's going to be running Call of Cthulhu along with Jared and Brian Holland. Some really fun. Mary Lou and Paula are running one. Sydney's running one. So come check that out. Mona's running a Pathfinder 2E one.
Oh, cool.
And then we're doing a ton of live shows at the con, and then our tour continues outside of the con at the Athenaeum, the classic tour shows we've been doing now for a long time. Mm-hmm. Long time.
A long time ago.
Who wants to do the recap from last week?
Ooh. I could give it a go.
Yes.
Oh, Sydney.
Let me give it a go.
Up in the driver's seat.
Sydney Emmanuel over there.
So, last week on the Shadow Dark podcast.
That's what it's called.
We didn't come up with a name yet. We're still working like Gloaming Nightmares.
Yeah, we still haven't named the campaign.
I've named it, but I'm not telling you.
Oh.
So.
But we did name it. It was Jeremy Rottenberg or whatever it was.
Jeremy Rottingham.
We wrote a bunch down.
Jeremy Rottingham. It's like, it's our Blue Harvest.
We left off speaking with these five ghostly apparitions. The main one talking to us was Sir Renwe Flood. Who was the penultimate Lord Commander of the Green Knights. There was also Timorous Tableton, Dame Elowyn
Brightwell.
Excuse
me, Sir.
Sir
Timorous Tableton.
Timorous Tableton. Dame Elowyn Briar, Sir Phil Morgan Frank, and Dame Yasara. I don't think we talked to Phil that much. And Dame Yasara Thorne.
Phil Morgan Frank.
Phil
was the one.
Was not interested in speaking with us.
Asshole.
He saw through your thieving heart.
Oh, right.
Only thing he said... The entire discussion among the Council of Five about the importance of this enemy that turned upon them was to turn to Ellison and say, what do you do good? Muck.
Fucking.
I forgot.
What are you good at?
What are you good at? Fucking. That's the only thing the character has said so far.
You know what's so funny? I didn't
made a lot of judgments.
I didn't write any of that down because I hated it.
Yeah.
So.
Think about it. The Circle of Five, there's no chance they'd all be wonderful.
Yeah,
like one of them.
They're also be like, all military commanders.
It's a world
of demons.
It's a different time.
You have to have one that, like, Sir Renway, at least, and maybe Sir Timrist is like, you got to get to know.
You got to get to know.
You know, like, you got to have one person who's like, you got to get to know.
They're good. They're
it
good
guys. It was a different
they're
time.
He's a good guy.
He's the Matt Ambrosia of the Circle of Five.
You're going to hate him initially, but just give him a few weeks.
A friend of ours, you wouldn't understand
that. They did have one who was bad, who was Sir Yidris, who turned against the Green Knights. He's not part of the Circle of Five. He basically discovered something to the north, they said, some sort of dwarven ruins, and all of this weird stuff started happening underground. They would hear hammering, but no dwarves were down there. They would smell sulfur in the air, and Sir Renway Flood also said they were friends with the dwarves at the time, and there was something bad. And Sir Yidris had this idea, they called it the Folly of Yidris, that he would be able to find whatever this mysterious thing, power, creature was, and then maybe seek that power, maybe take it, learn how to use it. And all of these knights, these green knights at Meyer Castle were like, no, that's a bad idea. You shouldn't even be seeking it. You know, we should stop whatever this is. So Yidris leaves. He's like, I'm going to do my own thing. He gave back
the Emerald Sword.
The sword. Was it a sword or like a glaive? Sword?
Sword.
Sword.
Sword. He gives back this Emerald Sword and he says, then I'm going to do my own thing. Which then turned into him and his followers, his sort of culty followers trying to find whatever this old awakened
power.
They went back to Meyer Castle and slaughtered the Green Knights. Seemingly while they like slept and were unaware. And I think Warwick even said cowardly. How horrible.
And now it all makes sense when you're seeing these visions of like a priest running and hiding under the bed and finding his corpse, seeing these priests praying or knights praying and having them slaughtered in prayer. All these visions, it all kind of makes sense now.
So Yidris basically abandons them, betrays them, and also, we talked about this very briefly, like defaces a bunch of these Taragnus, these St. Taragnus statues and things. And we wonder if maybe Yidris wants to be a god himself, that he wanted these in his
image. Thinks he is already.
So we get counsel. Warwick becomes the new Lord Commander of the Green Knights and picks up this sword. Ellison also agrees to take power with the Green Knights and to like work for them in some...
I'm a consultant.
Well, okay. They kind of seemed...
He was like, put independent contractor on my contract.
Independent contractor. He's doing 1099s.
Yeah.
You're on,
I can leave at any time without cost.
Right. Your staff. He's
doing
1099s.
Your staff on 1099.
Work for hire.
And they basically give us counsel and tell us things about the world. We ask them questions about the gloaming. Where should we go? They say to the north of Lake Finnemir. We leave the castle. They teleport us back to where we were outside the castle. We leave this extra planar space wherever we were. And we decide to camp.
We bury Pharaoh.
We have a very heartfelt burial of Pharaoh and put his body to rest. Seeker helps us with casting light. We make camp, light a fire, and from the darkness, a horrible figure walks toward us, a hulking person with a bare head and feathered body, and we realize it's actually a man with a like bear helm and a feathered cape. He introduces himself as Einar, the son of Odin, who came from a ship from the north and his crew died, all his brothers died, and then he immediately goes to sleep and just falls asleep in front of us. We eat some of the deer he brought, and in the morning we decide to work together. He said that he was prophesied by his father to find new companions, three men that he would travel with. So seemingly that we're a new band now traveling together, and we go back to Marin's Hold, and we ended with re-entering Marin's Hold.
We sure did.
Good job.
What? Very comprehensive.
Were these there the whole time?
And the whole recap is trash.
How many caps do you guys have?
We've got two now.
Two.
You have?
Sydney earned a cap for your role play.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I did. For the, for the your funeral, poem. Right, for Geed.
Funeral song.
Fairy tale. Okay. So the gates of Marin's Hold are lowered and you are let in. At this point, this is, you've come back multiple times. They know you by face, although maybe they give an eye to this bear of a man that has come with you. They let you in. They nod curtly as you enter through the main gate. What do you want to do here at old Marin's Hold, the happiest place on earth?
Resupply, carouse, get the fuck out.
Resupply, carouse.
Carouse. Yeah.
GTFO. Yeah. Okay. In what order? And are there any people you'd like to chat with?
Oh, and we need to check to see if Minimus returned.
Oh, yes.
With word
from Joe, Wardenwood. Can you check our quests?
Quest log. Quest log.
Quest log.
So I was about to check off. So our 1, 2, 3, our fourth quest on the list, the Ruined Castle.
Mm.
I was about to check this off. Are we, Troy, are we good ostensibly to say we have that castle as a home base and I can check
it
out?
Yes, a terrible place to live, but...
If we start the work of building it up...
Yes, you get the sense that like now this is a long-term project of... ridding the world of the evil that Yidris caused.
And could we safely like sleep there now that we have this sword? You know, they would know.
It's possible. It's possible. You know, it's going to need some renovations. But they're the spirits. You get the sense the spirits are still going to walk those halls. If you feel like you can live in communion with them, then you'll probably be fine.
Okay. Okay.
Can I make a request?
I think you can close the quest and start a new quest.
I said...
We're the world of evil.
At the very end of it, I said, they knight Warwick as Lord Commander and charge him with the folly of Sir Yidris. See quest log.
Nice.
Holy. Yeah, now that's the new quest.
That's the new quest that is.
I have a pitch.
Up.
Okay.
I feel like closing that quest and resolving what we resolved the castle is worth a little XP.
Oh.
I do. I kind of feel similarly.
I don't disagree.
I mean, we did sort of like take a space and we had talked about wanting to do this. We set a goal to like hopefully have a stronghold.
Yes.
And I feel like we did kind of do that. It's a long-term goal to make it livable. Mm. But
we won't be entertaining guests anytime soon.
Surely not. The ceiling has fallen in.
We won't be entertaining the leaders of the world anytime soon.
I think housewarming is 3 XP you got for the sword.
That's the sword. The treasure is the treasure.
Yes.
You don't think there's an extra XP laying around for the castle itself?
I feel
itself?
Like the evil of Yidris is still plaguing this world.
That's global domination level quest.
You imagine the amount of XP?
And what about...
Imagine. If you survive, imagine.
What about this beautiful oak tree outside this castle on its grounds where we buried a holy man, someone who had such a strong connect?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That he peed on. Yeah.
He peed that experience. I had
no we got the XP. We would have... Theoretically, we would have gotten the XP before the peeing.
So it's
out.
XP for burying your dead friend?
Oh, I mean, a holy priest.
We follow this.
We talked down a corrupted ghost and communed with the Lord's Commander of centuries past.
Do you speak of Sir Renway Flood?
Yes, I do.
I was talking about Phil.
Keep his name out of your mouth.
You'll never live up to Renway Flood's legacy.
I was thinking of Phil.
Well, here's a... distracting question to get away from this conversation. You guys, in last week's bonus content, did you go over our new characters' powers and abilities?
Yep. Yeah, because I don't think on the show, I realized on the show we didn't even say the class.
All right, so check that out.
We talked all about it on the bone content. We went all through it.
Now, what we didn't talk about is, and this is a big one, what level does Ivar...
We did talk about it on the bone.
Okay.
I said... Clearly, Troy made a choice that he comes in at first level.
That's what
I said.
We didn't really decide.
We didn't decide what we want to.
And that's a conversation that Skid and I had.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, never really has been said. Let's look through the book. Let's look on the forums. Beep, boop, bop, beep, beep. But it seems like we've landed on you think you want to start at first.
Yeah. Rules as written, characters come in at first level. But there are some one of the alternate sort of table rules that I've seen is that new character, replacement characters will come in at average party level minus one, which in either case here would be level right. one. So
I like it that it's APL minus one because there could be a point where you're all different levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for short amounts of time. But yeah, let's go with it.
But I do like that. I like the asymmetry of it. I like, you know.
Yeah. There's something about, I mean, the fact that you all have different amounts of XP at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
But you're going to cook faster. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you've got the hole. It's a bright, beautiful day here in Marin's Hold.
I'm looking at page
blood everywhere.
117 of the core rulebook here.
Okay.
Sources of XP. Golden gems.
Mm-hmm.
Magic items.
Yep.
Meaningful trophies and tokens. Clever thinking.
Yep.
And then here's the one I'm going to point out.
Okay.
Oaths, secrets, and blessing.
Oh.
One of us did take
an oath.
Pretty life-changing oath.
Son of a bitch.
You are a sneaky, rotten son of a bitch.
Right here in the rules.
I love it.
Pretty good.
You know what, Matthew? When you're right.
That's pretty good.
You are right. Joe, you get one.
I knew he was good.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
All right.
Congratulations.
Oh, great.
Congratulations.
So now we're all at the same.
You know what? I'm going to give the seeker six.
That's fine. That's you really know what? Fine. By all means.
Yeah, yeah. We have a higher level cleric priest with us.
Yeah, great. That's great, actually.
You actually get in and he's like, I have to go freshen up.
Yeah, I bet.
What is the plan?
We'll call
well,
you.
We never actually got to the quest lock. So let me just do a quick,
yeah.
There aren't that many things. And some of them are just clearly jokes. The there is, and Matthew and I discussed this off air. There's the cached gear quest. We left gear buried by the cave where we first met the children. And there's a decent amount of value there, but we have not gone back to get it. So that's hanging out there. This one really freaked me out because remember the knight
yeah.
with the spiky armor?
Yeah.
Is there a connection between that night and like what happened at the ruined castle? Like those
Sydney was asked last week.
I know. And yeah. Sydney asked, and I was like, "You already asked this." The answer is no. And you know, you sort of. I have this quest written down as the Ember Knight.
My sword
is the Ember Sword.
Oh, huh.
Maybe it's a sword. The Ember Knight.
Your sword is the Emerald Sword.
Oh, Emerald the Ember. Blade. Sorry, yes.
Emerald.
I'm sorry. I mixed Emerald. That up. Okay. So the Ember Knight is
oh,
not.
Different,
okay,
different.
Great. So we still don't know who that person is
yeah.
wandering the wilds.
Right.
Now.
Came from the north.
Oh, this is funny. This is listed as completed. The sealed city.
Oh, the
city. There seems to be a city far below the cave system to the north. Morgrim is the second sentinel. Update. Never mind. The entire cave system collapsed. And the city is lost forever. Quest complete. But
update.
Maybe this becomes Under the Folly of Sir Yidris. So I'll have to look that up. Brionne is still working on a discreet cure.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's Saint. Saint needs to figure some shit out. It's a personal quest for Saint. You don't remember this?
I need to figure some shit out with Brionne?
Brionne had sores on his lips when Saint gave him mouth to mouth.
Okay, no.
And you have a lingering affliction.
Dude, I love this shit, but that's canon now.
The quest is
no, a discreet
cure. He's such a home game thing.
Come up in,
no,
the in the corral.
No.
This quest is personal.
This is unbelievable slander.
It's not slander. You gave him mouth to mouth. He had sores on his lips.
Open weeping sores.
It was inflamed at the time.
Mine's
dormant and it's never coming out.
It's funny. That's come up in two of our campaigns.
Did you have one of those little mask things you put on so you can give him mouth to mouth?
Shut up.
All right.
Dental dams on lips.
These aren't all jokes. There are two here that really stand out as legitimate.
Number 10, I think, is the really one that's really serious.
The mystery of Tower Island. Oh,
right.
There is a lone tower on an island near the eastern shore of the lake. There's that one.
Mystery of Tower Island.
I just love the Hardy Boys novel. Yeah. That is
a Hardy Boys.
And then Stones of the Coast. There is a circle of standing stones west of Marin's Hold. We've never investigated those. We saw them in the distance while camped on the shore of the lake. Then I have this one called the Willow Man, which is some an unnamed shopkeep told us stories of the Willow Man, and we feel like we encountered him. We need to either avoid or kill the Willow Man.
Yep.
And you're forgetting the other big one, number four, the West Bandits.
Oh my gosh, yes, you're right. That's back up all the way at the top when we first.
Bandits. Well, God, this quest log would drive me nuts. I wouldn't be able to
the
get
West
back
Bandits.
On Maine.
Nameless Thief gave us this quest, aka Darkstraw. The town may pay well if we clean out a bandit den due to the West. And our very first quest, still untouched, the Sobbing Man.
We knew it. We know.
Why was he sobbing?
His wife was one of the people who was actually like burned at the stake.
Remy at the Crayfish said that the man's wife died due to some accident. Ellison did not press for more information. Quest unclosed.
I think you would intuit now, having learned about it was it, the wife died in the demon attack.
Oh, the yeah, demon attack.
We can close this. I'm almost positive
we did learn, though, that it was the demon attack.
Yeah, that was just my way of sort of foreshadowing, like, oh, there's something else. Something's happened to this town recently. Right.
If we would have talked to him, he might
that was Ep 1, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the very first quest.
The Sobbing Man.
Oh.
Wow.
We realized that it's be...
You just forgot there was one more NPC you had to, like, just get through all their dialogue, and now that quest is...
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like, how do I complete this? Look it up online.
An old woman who's like, no, it was the demons.
This is the point of the game where I stop talking to any NPC for fear of triggering
anything. Oh, yeah.
Like, I just have to finish these.
Help, help! You're like,
nope.
Stay focused, LaValle.
So really, the big ones are... The major ones, aside from the big one of the Folly of St. Nidrus, is either the Mystery of Tower Island or the West Bandits.
The West Bandits, the Mystery of Tower Island, Stones of the Coast.
Stones of the Coast is less.
I think we could go to Stones if we travel back up the river and try to go north. I mean,
and what is the plan after?
Get on the boat.
Marin's Hold.
It is to get on the boat.
We have a seafarer with us. Oh, yeah. In the bonus content, we learned that one of the elements of his class is that he has advantage on all boat-related checks.
Yeah.
Huge.
Because your class is?
Because I am a sea wolf.
Sea wolf.
Sea wolf.
Sea wolf. That is Cursed Scroll 3, yes?
Cursed Scroll 3.
Yes. So, awesome. So we were like, let's get back out on the boat. And I know that Warwick is going to be pretty focused on the Folly of Sir Idris, which would take us to the north. I don't see any reason not to stop at the horrifying tower.
Got to stop at the tower.
Unless we go to the north. Remember, we're not looking for an alternate entrance to the cave.
Yeah.
So.
Could be under the tower.
Could be under the tower. And if we can check that, we can also swing up by Wardenwood.
Wardenwood's all the way to
Wardenwood
the west.
Wardenwood is all the way to the west.
We're going northwest.
If we're going on the lake,
yeah,
we could get there.
We also don't know if Wardenwood is just off the coast of the lake. It could be way further inland by the road.
It'd be a foolish town planner to put a town without any access to the water.
I mean, they didn't say, check out the west side of the lake. Like, they specifically said, go back to the northern shore and look for another entrance.
It's on the way.
But, and not to metagame, this is clearly like the main quest line, probably. And do we need to level up a little bit? Maybe get some XP on our way? So pop over to Wardenwood.
No, take care of the bandits. You don't pop over to Wardenwood.
Okay.
It's on the other side. You know what's right on the way?
Can't just spend a day in Wardenwood. It's the type of place you're going to want to at least take the weekend.
You know what's on the way?
You're not going to see everything.
The tower. Let's go to the tower.
The tower is directly between the two points.
Yeah, but Wardenwood offers us material benefits. We have a city on the west side of the map where we can resupply.
I've been in Wardenwood all my life. Never saw the statue.
Yeah, the whole time I've lived here.
We don't have to come back to Marin's Hold.
I vote we go north and hit the tower.
Yeah.
I say let's go to the tower, see what happens, and then we can decide to split west.
Can we hit the stones on the way to the tower?
Can we hit the stones and the tower?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
I'm down for it. Stones are close by.
I'm okay with that plan unless we hear from Minimus and that
might change things.
That could change everything.
If Minimus is like, Wardenwood is just overrun with gold. It's spilling out in the streets.
Yeah.
Everyone, whoever gets there first grabs it.
They're handing out sitcoms to stand-ups at the airport.
The bank exploded.
The bank exploded.
The Wardenwood bank exploded.
They're asking people to come into town and help them clean up all the excess gold.
We have any volunteers? But first we gotta jam. I mean, we gotta sell, we gotta buy, we gotta resupply.
Gotta do some wheeling and dealing.
And then we gotta party hardy.
I got party hardy. Okay, so you want to, where are we staying? You can going back to the Feathered Wish?
You're
at the Feathered Wish or the Weathered Fish?
Feathered Wish.
We're at the Feathered Wish.
Well, there's vacancy at both.
But we need to go check in at the Feathered Wish to see that wacky numbering system where we end up this time.
Yeah.
Never enough.
We were at the Feathered Wish with Mindy Feathertongue.
Okay, Mindy, of course, Mindy Feathertongue.
But complication. Well, it doesn't matter, actually. It was Pharaoh that was banned from the
Oh, yeah. You have to find another tavern to carouse.
No, we
don't have
there.
To. He's dead.
Pharaoh's dead. He's, don't worry.
He said that so matter of fact. Yeah, no, it's fine. He's dead.
We go back to that bar now.
We can walk back in there. Don't worry.
But he's dead.
Like your friend group is like, someone that's like, hey, we can go back to that fucking bar. And then he got us kicked out of the one time.
Does this mean we're allowed back at Applebee's?
That's great.
Also, we never got kicked
That's
out.
A
we
little were silver lining.
We were gone before then.
We just tell the bartender, that. Like, I hope you're happy.
He's dead now.
He's dead.
All right, let's see something first. You're in room 69.
Oh, nice.
Best possible result.
Best possible room.
Is it the honeymoon suite?
It is the honeymoon suite. Yes, oh, wow. It's like a Poconos bed.
Oh, my God.
Heart-shaped tub.
She's like, oh, well, as a matter of fact, I do have a suite that is normally reserved for newlyweds, but I think we could squeeze you all in there. You also get some complimentary marital aids.
Go on.
Here you are. And she hands you a bag.
A basket.
Oh. You tell me what's in there.
Can we roll on a table?
That's a grab
there's
bag.
A sock for the doorknob.
Sock for the doorknob. Various ointments. Good luck.
Lot of lotion.
The elevator's broken.
Let's go resupply.
Yeah.
Check in to see if Minimus has returned.
Okay. We don't have to get through the whole role play of the resupply, but what do you want to get? I'm curious.
Torches.
How many torches now that you've learned your lesson?
I'm going to buy four that I will carry alone.
Three. I'm going to get three.
Actually, I'm going to get six. Six torches.
Six torches.
I have two. I would also like, I know this isn't in the rules or anything, but I would like to get Pharaoh's chainmail professionally resized to fit Einar's larger
form. Oh, I'm sure the local armorer could get that done.
I would like that to happen, please.
Your other friends were
I shared my own mail of iron when my longship went down. It would be nice to feel the cold rings against my flesh once more.
All right, so an armorer will start working on that.
I can only then fit two packs of rations, six total, if I also bring my rope, my flint and steel, my backpack, and my arrows. I'm full up then. We need Seeker to carry food for us.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to carry six rations. I will carry six.
I'm going to carry six rations, but I can only take one torch.
Okay.
Unless you want me to ditch my...
I forgot the torch is one slot per jaunt. Oh.
Yeah, I have three.
I can't take six then. Jeez.
Well, we're also going to load up the Seeker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he can cast light. We're going to try to use as much as possible.
Okay.
So I have six rations. I have three torches. How much do you have?
I have six rations and one torch.
And Warwick?
Well, come back to me.
What do you have?
I have three rations and two torches, but I can carry more torches or whatever.
Maybe take another ration.
I will buy another set of rations.
And then we could give Seeker... What is Seeker slots? Because he's got a dagger?
I'll tell you how many open slots Seeker has. One.
What else does he carry?
What does he carry?
I rolled a D10.
No, you can't.
No, what does he carry?
He has 10 slots.
He's got 9 books.
No.
We tell him to leave those behind.
Yeah, he's got 9 books.
He's like, I always think I'm going to read when I travel.
You don't.
Just like to bring 9 books with me.
Never seen you read.
All right, I'm bringing two. I'm bringing two books. Okay. This time, I'm going to take some me time. Just
so
catch up.
Maybe Seeker can carry two things of rations, so six more, and then two torches.
You want me to carry deer meat?
Yes.
It's going to make my clothing stink.
It's cured.
It was sick?
And because you have it now, it's better.
And I shall carry it.
Yeah. Just have to trick him, I guess.
It's my burden to
lie to him.
All right, let's go check in, see if Minimus has returned.
You approach Minimus's hut and are surprised to see Puddles, the horse, tied up outside.
Oh.
We knock on the door.
I say hut. It is like a little bit larger than an outhouse.
We knock on the door.
Before your hand even touches it, the door smacks open and goes, "Who are you? What are you doing here? Get away from my hut!"
Is that how he talked?
Yeah.
Something like this.
He talked crazy.
Like, Minimus.
He's just like wildly with his eyes Minimus. Closed, swatting.
What, is Minimus. He drunk?
Don't worry. Minimus is he's just himself.
Minimus.
Minimus, Minimus it's,
yes.
us.
It's
Minimus.
Us. It's us. Who said that?
Calm yourself
Who
down.
Said
Calm
that?
Yourself down.
Open
Relax.
Your eyes. Open your
Open
eyes.
Open your eyes.
Oh, God.
Relax.
I'm here. I'm here. What do you want? Have you heard about what I'm selling?
What are you selling?
We were seeing if you returned from Wardenwood.
I'm
What's
not
the
selling word? Nothing.
Well, then why did you say? Why did you say?
Don't you worry about what I got here in my shack.
Minimus.
Puddles, it's okay. They're friends not here to buy nothing.
He's just rubbing Puddles.
No, we're definitely not here to buy anything.
All right. Now, remind me how we met.
We paid you.
Money?
Yes, we sent you to Wardenwood.
Wardenwood,
with
yes.
With a message.
Yes, I just got back 2 days hence.
And how did you deliver the message?
Yes!
And what news of Wardenwood? What's going on there?
Everybody's sick. Everybody in that town, bunch of woodcutters and trappers, they're all sick. Big sickness running through town. Spent most of my time there at the bar. Geed's Hearth, it's called. Had a good time there, but even the bartender was sick. Hope they didn't cough in my drink. Ain't that right, Puddles?
Did you speak with the bakers?
The bakers? I don't know if I got around to that or not. That was, I was so busy at the bar.
Who the message was for.
Oh, yes, I delivered the message to those people. They had two different shops.
Yes.
Rose and Mallet Woodrinson.
Ah, yes, the Woodrinson's fine people. Very sick, though. Very sick.
They are sick?
Yes, I told them what you told me to say. Their children are alive and they're here.
And what did they say?
They said they want to see him. And I said, I'm just the messenger. And then I had a laugh, but they weren't laughing because they think their children are dead.
Did they send a message back?
What?
Did they send a message with
you?
You
didn't tell me to bring a message back.
No, they would have sent the message.
Oh, yes, I had that. Yes, here it is. That'll be money.
No.
They would have paid you to send it already, presumably.
That makes sense. Hey, what?
Thank you.
God.
Open up the letter.
What does it say?
It is from Rose and Mallet Woodrinson.
The bakers.
Let's make sure the detail is remembered here.
Two different baking
One of them is
logo
a baker.
Letterheads.
The other is a baker's assistant.
Baker's assistant.
To a different baker.
So stupid. they express their great thanks that you were able to find their children. They thought for sure they had perished when they were taken in the night, and they would like to be reunited with them. They are grief-stricken in that they have both become very ill to the point where they are unable to travel and are offering money if you can bring the children to them. They said they will offer whatever they can. They are but simple bakers and baker's assistants, but they will do whatever they can to be reunited with their babies.
What?
Minimus, what is this sickness you speak of? Were they coughing?
What?
They feverish.
Were they feverish?
They just all look sick. You'd be walking downtown and somebody would just be thrown up on the side of the road.
And what of the bandits? Did you run into any trouble on the road?
Bandits?
Yes.
Didn't see them. Bodies everywhere, though, hanging from trees. Old Minimus, he was lucky, I guess. Isn't that right, Puddles?
He's just talking to Puddles' ass.
Puddles, you smell sick.
Minimus, open your eyes.
Ah, God, thought the world went dark. Do you have any more messages for me to send?
Messengers? He just said messengers.
Yes, we need you to take urgent word to the orcs in the south.
And ask
quickly.
Tell
them that you have sacks of cash. Yeah. They're far too heavy for you to carry.
Are you happy with Minimus's services? Perhaps you would leave a review with the other townsfolk when you're out carousing and drinking. Let them know that Minimus is a good messenger. He does what you pay him to do.
I mean, he technically did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please. We will.
Minimum. I'm but a small business. I rely on word of mouth reviews.
We will.
Got you.
All right. Well, if you ever need anything, you know where Minimus' shack is.
Minimus.
Yes.
On this map.
Don't hit me.
I'm holding a map. I'm not.
You've got your dukes up.
Saint flattens his hands.
All right. That means we're safe.
On this map. And he pulls out the map we got. And he says, where off the road is Wardenwood? Which way did you ride?
Oh, well, you just need to go up this way. And he points along the road. And right when you get about here, you want to head to the southwest.
Right, so in this hex right here, in this space?
Yeah, right about there. Yeah, right at the crossroads. That's where you'll find Wardenwood. Not a very big city. And everybody's sick.
Where are the bodies?
The bodies? Along the road, hanging from the trees and whatnot. That's why Minimus, once I saw that, I went into the woods. Had a couple of brushes with death, but nothing got old Minimus. It's as if I'm protected by the gods. I'd stay off the road if I were you. That's where them bandits are.
Thank you, Minimus.
Heard noises in the night. Might have been the bandits talking. Might have been my ancestors warning me about what's to come.
Let's assume it was the bandits talking. What did they say?
I don't speak their language.
It wasn't your language?
What's that?
They don't speak common.
Who?
What we're speaking.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You can't understand.
Don't you raise your voice at all, Minimus.
You can't understand me right now.
I cannot.
I was, no.
No, I cannot.
No, I cannot.
You're answering my questions that I'm asking.
What is all this word trickery you're up to? If they said something that I was to remember, I don't.
Let's see if this jogs your memory. And I slip a copper piece into his hand.
Oh,
copper piece.
I don't know what you just said, but I'll take this.
Let's go. I'll mark it on my
puddle's screen. Only the best feed for you tonight.
Whatever a copper can buy.
Whatever a copper can buy.
Six oats. All right. Let's roll.
Please come back and visit me every dozen episodes or so. I feel like we have fun.
Do you want to carouse with us?
No.
Oh, actually, that's a great idea.
You want to come out?
You should come out for a drink.
Where are you going?
We're into the town, into the crayfish.
I'm not allowed there anymore.
What'd you do?
I slept with a man's wife, and he asked me to do it, and I still did it, and then he got mad afterwards. We'd all been drinking.
It's a very Hamilton of you.
I didn't even find a retractor. I was just doing him a favor. He got all angry.
He asked me. I didn't want to do it. He sat there and watched, and then sure enough, in the morning, he got upset. I don't go to the crayfish no more.
It's literally what happened.
I go down to Earl's. If you want to drink at Earl's, I'll be there.
Uh-oh.
Earl's.
Oh. Right. Maybe we'll go to Earl's this time.
Go to Earl's?
Guys, let's carouse at
Earl's. Yarl's, yes. Let us go to Yarl's.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yarl's.
We are wasting time.
I'm getting Skyrim flashbacks. Yarl. Right.
Yarl's. Yarl's.
Thank you, Minimus. Let's go.
Thank you!
Do we want to stop in with Denzar Washington and see if we can get paid for any additional map spaces we've discovered?
Well, Denzar?
We didn't.
We didn't really, because all we did was go to the...
No, but we could tell him about the castle. I mean, we could say it's Meyer Castle. We have historical information.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Okay.
We don't want people to spoil the big reveal.
We go and we say...
Until we fix it up.
We go, we say the castle's fucked up. Don't go there.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there.
It's scary and bad.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's insane enough to go there. Except other crawlers, but like...
And they're all dead.
Yeah, it seems like they're all dead now.
But you're the one with the Emerald Sword, and that ruby is going to take care of him.
Yeah.
All right, carouse time.
Yeah, this is carousal.
We're going to pay the 30 gold. We agreed we're going to pay 30 gold pieces, most of which comes from Pharaoh's gold, for all four of us to carouse.
So we're going
to
carouse.
That was in his will, specifically. So I'd like all my friends to go out and have a wonderful night of drinking on me.
It's like Bob Fosse.
Exactly.
He left a bunch of money in his will for his friends to go out and have a night.
All that jazz.
So you want to spend 30 gold to go carousing, and I have the new carousing tables.
Yes!
From Curse Scroll 6!
Oh, shit!
That I haven't even looked at.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So let's get into it right after this quick break.
Yeah.
Okay.
reality TV is messy, pop culture is louder than ever, and the internet completely unhinged. Welcome to Roxanne
and Chantel,
the podcast where cousins Roxanne and Chantel break down reality TV, celebrity drama, and the stories everyone's texting about.
We recap the shows,
spill the headlines,
and sit down with the stars themselves.
No filter,
no boring takes,
just the tea.
New episodes every week.
If it's trending,
we're talking about it.
This is Roxanne
and Chantel.
Let's get into it.
Look, there are a lot of celebrity interview podcasts out there, but there's only one Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz, and yeah, I'm the host of the show, so I'm a little biased, but truly, Happy, Sad, Confused is the place for nerdy and intimate conversations with all your favorite actors and filmmakers. From Andrew Garfield and Scarlett Johansson to Christopher Nolan, casting what-ifs, backstage stories, and much more. Listen to Happy, Sad, Confused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we're Meg Bashwinner.
And Joseph Fink.
Of Welcome to Night Vale. And on our new show, The Best Worst, we explore the golden age of television.
To do that, we're watching the IMDb viewer-rated best and worst episodes of classic TV shows.
The episode of Star Trek, where Beverly Crusher has sex with a ghost. The episode of The X-Files, where Scully gets attacked by a vicious house cat.
And also the really good episodes, too.
What can we learn from the best and worst of great television? Like, for example, is it really a bad episode, or do people just hate women?
The Best Worst, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back
with this Shadow Dark campaign. I mentioned Curse Scroll 6. I mean, I got a lot going on back here.
So I don't know anything about Curse Scroll 6.
The less you know, the better.
Yeah. Is it themed? Or is it?
It is.
New tables for?
It is.
I don't know anything about it. I don't even know if I want to tell you.
Can you tell us?
It is a big city is the thing. Oh. It's like city theme.
Oh.
That's so cool. And the way I'm into it, the way I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, this is fucking cool. I kind of like the idea of incorporating something like this. Kelsey also shared with me a draft of the Western Reaches. And I can't even show you any of that. It's just, there's no artwork.
Just show Maybe us. There is.
Wait, show us something.
Just show us the, all right. The book.
Wait,
show us the book.
Here's what I can tell you. Curse Scroll 6. I can't tell you anything about Western.
A class?
In Curse Scroll 6?
Yeah.
How about the Bard class?
Shut.
Not a lot in my game.
Sorry, I screamed.
Get out of my game.
Why don't you tell us?
And the duelist.
I can't believe you.
Oh, duelist.
Duelist is cool.
Oh, that's
cool. Bard, I didn't even look. I'm sure it's awesome.
I
still like bards.
Cannot wait to play a bard.
I can't. You know what? You just guaranteed Saint's going to live forever. Because I just.
I want to play a bard too.
Yeah. Why don't we all play bards if we die?
We all have cool. bard backups.
Oops.
All bard.
Oops, new GM. See ya. On sabbatical.
Find a bard GM.
I'll take a sabbatical as long as bards are here. Anyways, let's add this to the mix because I think this is going to be fun for carousing. I mentioned this, I think, last time you were trying to decide if you wanted to do downtime or if you wanted to carouse, and we tried the downtime mechanic for some of you, not Joe, to give you some boosts. I mentioned renown, okay? Renown, right. If we bring renown into this, you will have a bonus to your carousing roll or no penalties, okay? And renown starts out being equal to your charisma modifier. Starts out being equal. So if it's three or less, you're mostly invisible, even to regular folks. You're not welcome in upscale places. Maybe Earl's is the place for you. 4 to 7, you get a +1 renown bonus on carousing event rolls.
Right.
Regular folk view you favorably. People of high status ignore you, especially in upscale places, but at least you're allowed in. 8 to 11, gain a +2 renown bonus on carousing event rolls. You're a known name. High status people treat you as a peer.
Ooh.
12 plus, gain a +3 renown bonus on carousing event rolls. You're a celebrity. Mm. Welcome in the most luxurious of places. People of high status defer to you.
Wow.
And you gain renown by gaining levels. Being honored publicly, extravagant public spending, or a major triumph or success that is public. You lose renown from public humiliation,
a negative run-in with the law, committing a fashion mistake.
Oh.
Perhaps the greatest faux pas.
Dear God.
Going broke or being frugal or offending a person of higher renown or social status.
If we remember the last carouse, Saint got a renown. My renown is now one. I have a zero charisma, but I gained renown because I bragged at the bar.
To the thief.
Oh, this was during the downtime, during the carouse.
Downtime.
That's right. You now have a plus one renown.
Yeah, but which...
So wait, that's when renown came up before, was during
downtime. But there was like specific stuff class to class for downtime, right? Like I did something different.
Downtime is class specific.
How did you track your renown? Did you
not class specific?
Notes?
There's skullduggery, which is what she did. There's spiritualism, which is what Skid did. You did magical research,
And
Joe did not martially train.
Oh,
but those are your four options.
I wrote down. I have a renown of one, and I get a plus one renown bonus on my carouse. So that's what I got last time.
That's the plus one.
Yeah.
That one means you get a plus one.
Should we assume that we gained renown when we level up?
It's not two plus ones.
No.
I have a renown
of one. Yes. Yeah.
So anybody have a charisma that is above three?
I have a negative one. Oh.
Oh,
this is the total score. This is the bonus, right?
Yes, modifier.
Yes, the mod.
The modifier plus one.
Okay.
Can I assume that we got an extra renown when we leveled up retroactively?
Yeah, that's fine.
That brings me to a grand total of zero.
Well, you don't have negative renown. Oh. I mean, you could, right? But you just, fuck, I just lost
negative renown.
Three or less, if it's so negative, you just don't have any renown. You have to have a charisma of score of 4 to 7 to get one. Skip, what's your charisma modifier?
Plus one.
All right, plus one, so you don't have any renown. Three or less, no renown.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody have a higher than three?
What if you have less than zero?
That's three or that's less than three.
Well, zero renown.
It's just zero renown.
So we have I have zero renown because I have a negative one charisma modifier. We leveled up. I got one renown.
But it doesn't do that.
But there's no modifier.
There's no negatives. You have one renown.
Yes. One renown, two renown, no renown.
Yes, okay, exactly. Great.
One renown.
I have no renown.
Yet.
Who wants to go first on these new carousing tables? I haven't looked at it.
Can we do downtime first?
Have looked. Do want to do downtime?
100%. You get bonuses to your...
Makes him so mad when you guys gamify fun.
We are trying to carouse, resupply, and get the hell out.
I forgot this was an option.
You didn't tell Minimus that you were going to do downtime.
And sorry, don't we get one or the other? We carouse or we get downtime, or we get both?
I think you can do both.
It's one of those things where we should police ourselves.
Exactly. Some people don't enjoy doing that.
I don't think we have enough time for downtime.
PCs can do one downtime activity between adventures.
Is carousing a downtime activity, or is it something different?
It's something different.
So I don't see why I can't do some magical research and then go drink after I read a bunch of books.
I think downtime is going to mean that you're spending a couple days.
Yeah, I think it's downtime is more of an extended activity. But yeah.
That's exactly what I remember having this discussion.
We had this exact discussion.
Yeah.
I
think it's a couple days, and you think it's a few hours of like focus and
I think it depends
learning.
On the activity.
I'm resupplying, carousing, and leaving town.
Same.
In the morning.
Okay.
Assuming I'm alive in the morning.
I would say downtime. I think it wants it to be longer. I think it wants it. You want to stay there for a couple days.
Yeah. Why did you bring it up?
I wanted to show off.
He shouldn't have said anything.
I blame Minimus, frankly.
Yeah.
And Pebbles.
He had his eyes closed. Oh!
Puddles?
Puddles? All right, Puddles, yes. Pebbles, you call
Puddles. Pebbles.
Pebbles
is
Pebbles' dad!
Your horse.
I replace him with Puddles.
Pebbles'
dad!
Henry's horse in Kingdom Come Deliverance, too.
All right, you're doing the 30 gold carousing event.
Yes.
That gives you a plus zero bonus, but now you'll have one. You'll have a sweet two and a flat zero. So the new carousing tables, I'm going to roll with them.
Okay.
Do you want to know how these work?
No.
No.
Or do you want me to just see what happens?
Wait, see what happens.
I believe we talked about this. They're not, like in the old crowding table, it's like the higher you get, the more XP is on the table. And this one, it's more
It's
random.
A whole other can of
worms. Things.
I'm so excited.
I mean, is there any strategy?
No.
Is it just completely random?
No, it's then completely
I guess
random.
We don't need to know.
I think it's better. This is interesting.
Uh-oh.
Can I elect to go on the basic table?
No, it's no fun.
I want to do basic carousing.
Yeah, I want to keep I don't want to die.
I want to see the new entries.
Oh, this is so fucking... Oh, I see. Oh, my God. Okay.
I want to do whatever made you like that.
Is it still a D8?
Uh-huh.
D8? All
right, so you're at the bar. You're at Earl's. Hey! You came to Earl's!
Oh, Minimus.
I don't know you. Open your talking eyes. To ladies. And he's just inches away from the wall.
Oh, where you come?
We leave him to his work.
Yeah, Minimus is fine. We go to the bar.
Don't worry, nobody's looking.
Oh, my God.
And he's just talking to a wall.
We leave him to that and go to the bar.
Ooh, and you just start drinking.
Yeah.
Camera spinning around the table. I go, drinking, standing on the table.
We toast to Pharaoh. We started off right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We toast to Pharaoh.
Pour some out for Pharaoh.
We pour some out.
Imagine Ivar is a big boost bag.
Yes. Please drink to the health of my father. Looking down upon me to ensure that I do not embarrass him always.
Saint is just looking around the bar.
Is my mead?
And one mead for our friend.
One mead.
Okay. You get your mead, you get your ale, and a toast to Pharaoh.
Toast to Pharaoh.
Brave young lad.
The wisest man I ever knew.
Yes. To whoever you speak of.
All right. Who wants to roll first?
I'll roll first.
Okay, Matthew.
I went last time and I regret it.
D8 plus one.
Do I get plus one? I thought it was 0 to 3 is...
Three or less is
no.
Is none. But you, by leveling up, we're going to say you have one renown for leveling up.
So I rolled a 5, so that is a 6.
A 6. Okay.
My favorite number.
Give me...
That's a great number. I love that.
Okay. Now this is... Give me a D100 roll.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Joe's sick twist.
I don't want to play. I want to go into a dungeon and...
What's better, higher or lower?
I mean...
95.
Okay. Okay. Okay, man. How do I do this? Okay, so... I think that a certain point you get sort of broken up from the rest of the group. You guys are all, somebody's going to get drinks and they're taking too long. So you get up to get some. And then like Earl starts to get packed. There's music playing. People are getting crazy.
We're jamming.
There's a lot of Minimus-like people in here. Dock workers from Lake Finnemere.
The townie bar.
You're in the townie bar, okay. Right? So it's a little out of control.
Some characters.
Pickled eggs you can buy behind the counter in a big jar.
40!
Pickled eggs.
I eat 40 pickled eggs.
Wow. I eat 40.
Oh my God.
And eventually there's this like, he almost looks, it first looks like a kid. And then you're like, oh, maybe it's a halfling. But it's just like a really young looking slick dude who is like, I know you. I know you from the, dude, you helped save the town, right?
Me?
Yes. Are you the one that brought the people back from the orc village? Were you a part of that group?
That was me.
You did that!
Not just me.
Can I buy you a drink?
Yes. Also some others.
Who are the others? And you look around, you don't see any of your friends.
They're around. Yes.
Let me buy you a drink. Let me buy you a drink. Fast forward in time a little bit. Tell me your greatest triumph. You were in the war. I want to hear a war story. If there's another war, I'm telling you, I'm old enough now. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to be a part of it. Tell me what it's like. Tell me about your greatest triumph in the war.
You really want to know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You really want to?
Yeah. Two more.
He downs an entire drink. There was a battle.
A battle?
Battle. Two armies clashed across this vast field that they'd been tearing down trees for weeks. We were trying to dig in. And then we all just went over the top.
Over the top.
And there were swords and arrows and horses rode in and were cutting down. And this horse came charging at me.
You, in the middle of the battle.
I had been knocked down, and I got up, and I was standing kind of on one knee, and I looked up, and there was this horse, and it was coming straight at me, and there was a knight on top of it, and he had one of the things, like the mace.
My mace.
He was coming.
My mace.
My mace, yeah.
My mace. At me.
And he's just, and I'm like.
You're dead.
I'm dead.
You're dead.
I'm already dead. What am I going to do?
You're here, so what happened?
And one of that guy's other guys, he stood up in front of me out of the mud. I didn't see him. He was literally right in front of me.
Get out of here.
And he just turned around, and the mace just took his head clean off. And I was covered in blood.
Get out. The guy's blood?
I don't know whose blood. My blood, his blood. I thought I was dead.
Come on.
And I looked up, and his head was in my hands.
No. What do you look? What does it look like when a dead head is looking at you?
Well, I'll tell you.
Please.
His eyes.
Yeah.
They were open. And I had his head in my hands. And the visor of his helm was up. And he said, is it over yet?
No, he didn't. Get out of here.
Said it.
Get out of here. You're freaking me out.
Said, is it over yet?
Is it over yet?
And I said, no. I didn't know what else to say.
Oh, my God. And then flash forward later. Now,
what was your question?
You're like, now you're really in cuffs. He's like, so tell me about your wife. What's her name?
She's so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
You've never seen her.
I want to get married someday.
Do you?
Yeah.
You will.
You got kids?
Yeah.
How many?
One.
One? Boy, girl?
Girl.
Girl, what's her name?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
Scroll. I'm looking at my notes.
She sounds beautiful.
Well, what are their names?
Furiously keyword searching. Wife. Right, wife.
Alana is my wife.
Alana.
Paulina is my daughter.
Paulina. I want to marry one of those names.
I want to marry a name when I grow up.
I don't know what that means, but I just want to find them. I just need to get back to them.
Yeah.
Can you get me back to them?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a horse?
I do. Do you want me to take... I'll take you there right fucking now, man. I'll take you there right now.
Oh. And he pulls him in by the lapels. He's like, don't go out there.
And he puts his hand on the back of your head. He goes, I'm not kidding, man.
I'll take you right.
And you just like... And the last thing you see before your eyes go out is him smiling at you.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Who's next?
Dude.
I regret going first.
I'll go. It sucks. Get it over with. I mean, I don't even look at the tables, but every result is bad.
I think so.
Yeah. That's, I mean, right. It's a really good lesson. Like, nothing
good don't do this.
Ever comes from getting,
don't going out,
getting hammered with your friends.
Yeah. Don't experience. Don't
yeah,
I mean they're balanced beautifully. I think
okay.
The balance is beautiful.
Okay,
says Troy.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a plus one.
I had a plus one. All right. I'm saying in advance I'm rerolling a five.
You're using a cap to reroll a five.
No, I'm just rerolling a five because he rolled.
Oh, because he rolled.
I don't
a
want
five.
This. I want
Joe
this.
Roll.
I rolled a six. I got a six total.
Four total.
Four total.
Okay. Give me a D100 roll, but minus, well, just give me the D100.
Another D100.
Another D100 roll. See, 45.
Uh-oh.
God, this is
all pretty middling.
A D100 roll. You rolled a 45, huh?
Would you like me to roll something else?
Nope, not yet. I will in a second.
Would you prefer a different number?
Jesus, I just want to be respectful of the Green Knights and their mission.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get Vegas drunk and do something horrible. Pull out my sword, you want to see it? You want to play with it?
I guess it is. I'm guessing it's fair to say that the tables probably don't reflect the your current
position.
Right.
Position.
It's funny to take an oath and then immediately get blasted.
Yeah, like lose all control of yourself, lose all respect of your peers. It's so strange.
Give me another D100.
Oh, wow. Another D100 coming in hot.
Hundos.
61.
Okay.
There's a lot of math going on.
I don't know what's happening.
What's going on over there?
Okay.
Great.
Let's see what happens here.
You're sitting there and you're hammering back some brews, and guy comes up to stage.
I was only going
to
have one or two.
Give it up.
So good.
Give it up for Timmy and his violin buddies.
Yeah.
I love a violin.
All right, next up, new guy on the scene here. We got coming up tonight. This is his first time performing here at Earl's. He calls himself Tom the Insult Bard. Give it up for Tom, everybody. Tom! Hey, thanks. What's going on, everybody? Hey, thank you. Where are you from? Ugly Town? Just kidding. All right, we're starting strong. We're starting strong here. Let me do a little crowd work. Sir, where are you from? Nobody cares.
He got me.
He's got a face even a mother wouldn't kiss. What about you, ugly?
What?
Where are you from, buddy? I'm sorry. Anybody speak orc? I might need some help here. Anybody speak orc? From. This fucking guy.
It's like glaring. It's like Nutty Professor.
This county bar is loving this.
Oh my god, all these minimuses are like, yeah!
Yeah.
Wait, so where are you from? Tell me the name of your hometown.
Freeport.
Freeport! Oh, there once was a town called Freeport. They were full of mostly dumb orcs. But the dumbest one of all was at least 6 feet tall and wearing shitty armor. It's you! You're the dumb one! And everybody's just like, and they're all pointing at you, and you just feel humiliated and extra sad.
Yeah,
because you're drunk.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm fat.
Is the end of the story?
This guy ends up shape.
Is the end of the story? The guy ends up dead with a magical longsword through his neck. And Warwick's like, we gotta get out of town.
We have to leave town again. We can't go back to Earl's.
All right, so now it's later. Later in the night, and you're just like, whoa, feeling real like lost. That kind of like fishbowl vision.
We need to go tomorrow to the tower.
You find yourself in the corner of the bar, and there's just a woman sitting on a stool. And she says, I heard that song Tom the Insult Bard sang about you. That was it was quite rude.
Oh, was it? I'm not. I was just. It was funny, right?
No, it was
just
very,
like Nutty Professor, Professor Clump.
It was very rude, and I just want you to know that not all people from Marin's Hold are as uncouth as Tom the Insult Bard.
Oh, all right, then.
What a statement.
Who are you, then?
Please don't judge all of Marin's Hold by one insult part.
Who are you, then?
My name is Connie. Connie Z.
Oh.
Connie Z.
Yes, I'm a local radio DJ. You never listen to Connie Z in the morning?
Connie Z in the morning?
Connie Z, yes.
He goes to reach over and knocks his tankard off the bar.
Oh.
It's empty. Oh. He's like, it's empty. It's empty.
I couldn't help but notice that you're wearing kind of mismatched armor. Are you some sort of a knight?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm Lord Commander.
Lord Commander? Really?
Familiar with the Green Knights.
Oh my god.
Can't say that I am.
It's like the saddest celebration.
Funny.
Celebrating a promotion.
I'm Lord Commander of the Green
Knights. I'm Lord Commander.
Lord Commander? That's quite a position. How long have you been Lord Commander?
A great deal of responsibility.
I came out tonight with all my friends. He turns around. No, what's he doing?
He looks around like Ellison's gone.
Ellison, he took the oath too, but he left.
My other friend died 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Lord Commander. And
let me tell you about my friend who died.
Did you? Oh, and a friend died too. Must be hard being Lord Commander. Did you fight in the Great War?
Yes, that I did. Yes.
What's your stance on war?
My stance on war is it's an ugly reality that, you know, you can't run from it. If it's upon you, you have to face it. See it through. I mean, is that a stance? I don't know.
So would that make you pro or against?
War?
Yes, war. You're a Lord Commander, after all. You must have a strong opinion about it.
I'm pro-war for the right reasons. To stop the spread of evil and doom and demonic possession.
What if I were to say, I don't think there's ever a good reason for war under any circumstances. I think that war in and of itself is a last resort that is chosen by petty, stupid men.
I'd say that you have no real experience or understanding of the actual workings of the world and don't live a privileged life and good for you.
A privileged life. I'm a simple radio DJ in a simple morning drive DJ in a town that is usually beset by demons.
I envy your
I envy your naivete.
Yeah, I envy your naivete.
Explain to me a time when you think war would actually be necessary. I think if everyone just stopped with all this nonsense, there would be peace. So why do you have to fight to get to peace? Can't you just have peace?
So you thought that if we just stopped and everybody just stayed here in Marin's Hold and did nothing, when the orcs took those people away, that they'd all just come walking back in here all fine and alive, do you? Oh, and then I suppose you think that if when the demons came climbing over the walls, were you here for that one? Were you here for that one when the demons came climbing over the walls and killing people? Well, I think if we do nothing, I think that they'll just never come back, probably. And I'll just roll the dice on that. That makes a lot of sense. No, there are reasons for war. You have to defend people that can't defend themselves. Like you, for example. If a demon comes through this door right now, you would do nothing to defend yourself. But I would put my life on the line, and I would... And he like starts like pulling the blade out.
No!
Oh,
like,
my God.
You see a little green?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just like, oh. I defend you. Even though you're stupid. And ignorant. I defend you.
She stands up and she says... I was going to invite you on my show.
Wait.
And now I'm not.
Wait. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. I'd love to get the word out there about, you know, the Green Knights and their mission.
Good evening, Lord Commander. Maybe do something about that sword.
Oh, he looks back. He's like, I'm going to have to kill her.
Cut to the next morning. This is Rob. Connie didn't show up for work today. Rob's filling in. Here's another one by the Eurythmics.
Tommy Insult. Tommy Insult Bard hasn't been heard from, and neither is Connie Z.
Any information about their whereabouts, you can call the station.
Right. Everybody's seen Connie Z, be sure.
Set up,
we've got a reward. Anyone knows the whereabouts of Connie Z.
Two free tickets to Supertramp. Anyone calls in with information about the whereabouts of Connie Z or Tom the Insult Comic Bard. I knew McD, I'd get a reference to Supertramp in a second.
Saint, would you do the honors?
Of rolling?
Yes, you got the plus +2.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. Go. I rolled a 1, so that's a 3.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Give me a D100 roll.
But of course.
I'm Lord Commander.
Lord Commander.
That's going to be a 6.
Ooh, your favorite number.
Very low.
This is my favorite number.
Isn't wow, it? That's interesting. Okay. A 6 out of 1, that was a D100, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, the torch went out.
Ah!
Well then.
Should I reroll?
No, 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 we don't do that.
She rolled a 6 on a D100.
I don't know what that means. Do you think I'm dead?
I think, yeah, start rolling up your bard.
Okay. Yes, let's go.
Let's go.
You let's joke.
Go.
I have an idea. His name's Tom. He's sort of a insult comedian.
Yeah, that would really raise morale in a fight.
Really spurring me on to new.
One would hope Tom would insult the enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're sitting there hanging out. Same type of setup. Everybody's having a great time. Everybody's laughing, eating apps, tossing back some shots, some Boilermakers. And you see out of the corner of your eye that guy from the first night, from actually outside of the walls of Marin's Hold, who you took money from.
The dice guy.
Dice guy.
Yeah, I mean, Dice Guy's got a name.
Andrew Dice Clay.
No, no.
Andrew Dice Guy.
Oh, no.
You called him like Feather Bow or something.
No, he called himself Dark Straw or
Dark
something.
Straw.
Dark Straw. Dark Straw is the thief.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Straw is the thief. The Dice Guy, is that the same guy?
Yeah.
Yes. That's so
Dark
I said,
so you see Dark Straw. Dark
Saint
Straw.
Asked him, what's your name so I know who to tell the gravedigger what to put on the tombstone? And he said his name is Dark Straw.
I think I was drinking a Dunkin's coffee and I was like, Dark Straw.
Right, so Darks, you see Darkstra. I love this game. Okay. I love our version of it. You see him through your herpetic sores growing on your lips.
No.
Let's not forget, like, you never know when an outbreak is going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Fine. It's dormant. He doesn't even know. It's fine.
That is not up to you.
He feels good.
This isn't like something your character does.
You're going to need to find an herbalist.
This is something that happens to you.
He feels say,
the stress of this moment of seeing Darkstraw is starting to make your lips burn. Let's just say that.
Stop it. Don't give him herpes.
Darkstraw is just like,
it's a quest. You can get rid of it.
He's slapping five to people. He's like buddies with people. It's like, hey, what's up? And
Saint is watching over the brim of his cup.
He looks and makes eyes with you and grabs a drink off the table and toasts you.
Oh, interesting.
Saint chugs his drink like without breaking eye contact and just like drops it on the table behind him as he beelines it over to him at the bar.
Oh, and he's just standing there like with his side to you and not even making eye contact.
Still in Marin's Hold, I see.
Oh, hello there. Yes, I am. Saint, was it?
Dark Straw.
That's right. Mr. Darkstraw.
Mr. Darkstraw.
Is that what your friends call
Mr.
you?
Darkstraw.
I go by many names. What are you still doing here? I thought you were out seeking adventure, fame, and fortune. Coin. Like the coin you took from me a few weeks ago. I didn't forget about that. We'll take a second round of dice at some point. I'm sure I can win it back. But what are you doing here at Earl's? I thought you'd be one of the fancier joints in town. Not finding any work? Not finding any opportunities?
I'm just celebrating with my friends before we head out again.
What are you celebrating? Bachelorette party?
Living another day.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll drink to that. So what have you been up to?
He takes a big gulp. Planning on heading back out tomorrow.
Oh, where whereabouts, you might be asking?
Wherever the winds take us.
Oh, I know that life. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I was out there for a while. Now I'm kind of settling here, working on some different deals and whatnot.
What, having people work for you? Clearing out bandits so you can get cuts?
Yeah, it's one of the ways that I make money, among others.
What other deals you got going on right now?
I mean, I've got a lot of opportunity. Are you looking for extra work? You seem so busy. I can't believe you found time to come celebrate with your friends.
What do you got?
Well,
get the quest log ready.
Not really something I want to talk about in front of everyone.
Music's loud enough.
A Let's go out back.
Let's stay in here. And Satan is looking at him so hard. He just does not like this guy.
Oh, it's a hard like, look for such a little thing.
All right. There is a business here in town that allegedly is giving supplies to a local cult. Dirty money. What they sell here is just a front for what they're really doing. I got good word about this. So a couple friends and I are going to go in there tonight and clear the place out and take care of this guy. It pays very well. And you'll get a cut of any of the extras that we need to dispose of. Great opportunity.
You trust your source?
Yes. Never steered me wrong.
Grabs his beer again, takes a big sip. Does the Reeve know?
No.
Which part? About you or about who it is?
Let's just say this is an outside benefactor. What the Reeve doesn't know won't hurt him. I am no friend to Tarly Winters.
Saint's nodding. Looks around. Doesn't see his friends. What time?
About half an hour. Meet me. Gives you an address. Here.
Takes the address.
Come alone. I've got two other guys. They're good. They're on the up and up. I've worked with them a lot. Let's put you to the test. Should be easy run.
Saint nods. And he's going to do this.
Okay.
But he is going to go back to the Feathered Wish and store all his money in a hidden place
good
in the
idea.
Room.
Okay. All right, so we see you squirreling away money at the Feathered Wish and then walking to the location. All right. We see you walking to location. Then we cut to Einar. Sitting there now alone. Probably several empty glasses in front of you. And your new friends are nowhere in sight. We see you just sort of like stumbling out of the bar, like just feeling low, maybe feeling like a little boost there from that win against Connie Z.
Told that Connie Z.
Told her what for?
my plans to kill her later.
Yeah.
It really, really lifted my spirits.
The thing, it doesn't matter if she wins the argument, if she's dead by tomorrow.
Or if it really went dark. He's super scary.
We see Ellison being led over to a bridge over like just a little stream in town. And the guy is just kind of like, it's all right, come along, come along. And Ellison is just like, clearly he's been drugged. And this guy is just leading God. You over to a bridge. And we see Saint walking alone right up to the front door of Maps and Stuff.
Oh, no!
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, they really do cultist stuff.
No!
That's where he's been getting his magic items. He's been funding a cult.
Am I gonna kill?
Oh, are you going to kill Denzar Washington?
Oh, my gosh.
I love that guy.
I miss him.
Is this a dagger I see before me?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire. We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser, murderer, or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger-than-fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
Or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.